Around the world, people are working to bring a greater sense of balance to the planet. Earth Wisdom Circles is here to showcase these people and projects. Now, here's your host for Earth Wisdom Circles on Empower Radio, Elaine Grohman.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Elaine Grohman, and my guest today is Dr. Yun Luk Liu, who is very passionate about helping people heal and nourish their lives. Since a very young age, Dr. Liu was trained in Eastern medicine by Eastern medicine healing monks as a diagnostic healing monk. But his abilities do not only come from his medical training, his former medical training, but also from his family's long lineage of medical doctors and healers. Liu family was called Yu Yi, which means doctors to royalty. So in the Manchurian Jing Dynasty, which ruled China from the mid-1600s to the early 1900s, their principal responsibility was to provide medical treatment, healing cuisine, and herbal medicines to the royal families in the royal circle. And Dr. Liu has carried on this medical knowledge and herbal formulas which has been in existence for over 500 years still. So it's absolutely a privilege to have Dr. Liu on the show today. And he is a traditional, he's built his practice on his family's tradition, but also as diagnostic skills and his herbal pharmacology has helped people to understand how to remain healthy and how to regain their health. So welcome to the show, Dr. Liu.
Thank you, Eileen.
Please tell us, what do you think right now is the most important thing for people to know about what it is that you do, and especially as it relates to our health and our immune system?
Well, this is a very interesting time. This is a time that I have always been telling people, the end of the day, what you want is you want to have a good immune system. So the most important thing for people to do at this point is to find a way to build up their immune system.
So how do you suggest people do that? For people that really, especially in the Western world, as we have spoken before, our medical system is really on disease management rather than health maintenance. And your perspective, certainly as a medical physician trained in the Beijing Medical School, and then later as your PhD with research methodologies and different kinds of ways to maintain health, in particular with AIDS in China. But how are you focusing differently than what the Western model is seeing and doing?
So what I always try to tell people that when they come into my clinic, that people just, you know, the five basic things we need to check. We need to check what is the toxins level? What is the inflammation level? What is the stagnation level? How's your GI system? And how's your immune system? Our ultimate goal is to create a balanced immune system that whatever comes, that our body's able to handle it. So that really is where you should look. But how to do that? How to do that is really, it's Eastern medicine. One thing I love about traditional Chinese medicine is it's really focused on preventative care and focus on tell people not to get sick, right? We say the best doctor is the doctor of doing the prevention. Right. So there's a very important concept. We say that if you are thirsty and you start to dig a well, if you have enemy outside your door, you begin to make a weapon. Isn't that a little too late?
Yes.
Well, if we look at what is the situation now, we'll say, he may have a point. So how do we do that? Is that, you know, I often give my people, my patients, a list to do. And the list is really teach them how to sleep well, how to poop well, how to eat well, how to manage their stress well, what kind of exercise they can do, and how to build up a spiritual practice as well. So with all these factors, that will lead to a balanced immune system.
That is beautiful. Sleep, poop, eat, de-stress, exercise, and spiritual practice.
Exercise, and then the other thing is do not overindulge, right? The overindulgence doesn't really just to have physical, you know, oh, I eat too much, oh, I drink too much, oh, I do not sleep enough. And indulgence that include that people are, you know, thinking too much. They are indulging themselves, allowing themselves to be scared, to be worried, to be all these emotional imbalances. And that will hinder you to seek spiritual wellness.
Yes, I think that what happens, Dr. Liu, is when people are in a crisis, they plead with God or whoever they refer to as a higher power, rather than recognize that we have already been given life and we need to learn how to care for the life that we have. And I think that that's what you so beautifully teach people.
The higher power is within us, right?
Yes.
And my grandmother, that I really consider her as always been my soulmate and my best friend. And she was a Christian pastor. She used to say that our body is our temple, right? In monastery teaching, we also said that it's really the physical wellness that is the foundation of everything, right? So if we can show people that, for instance, that it is important for people to, when they wake up and they will have, the first thing they do is they will get 10 ounces or 12 ounces of warm water, because that warm water, and then they will drink that warm water, that will help them to detox, and then they can go and, you know, use bathroom. So you have this rhythm of life from the moment you were born to the moment you die, right? You have a daily rhythm that people should follow, that according to the rhythm with nature. Often, we see so often that people walk away from that nature, right? When they supposed to do that, when they supposed to sleep, they are doing their computers and on their phones. When they supposed to eat, they talk to people while eating, and they're not being mindful of the things, the very basic things that we do, that they do not put mindfulness into it. Rather take it for granted. And then when crisis comes, and then they are not prepared, and then a lot of people says, oh, okay, so I'm just going to wait for the vaccine. But the vaccine is 18 months away. So what are you going to do between now and then? Why are you not building up your immune system? So then if and when you have some low exposure, then your immune system can work with you, can deal with that. So there are ways people can do to help them to have better health physically, mentally, spiritually, instead of living in fear. So,
yes.
You know, in my clinic, you know, 30 years that I've, more than 30 years I've been practicing, that a lot of people that they come to me and they're desperate, right? They tried everything. And you know, I said, when you are young, you use your health to regain wealth. And now a lot of people still middle-aged, right? They will try to give me their wealth to regain their health. And why is that?
Yes. That's very important. And I think that, you know, I'm so grateful to you personally, because I have seen you and I've been with you, and I've been privileged to call you a friend. And I am so intrigued by and grateful to witness how you are able to diagnose things in ways that seems almost miraculous, but in reality, it's what our human abilities are. So can you explain a little bit, if you would, please? You were trained by Eastern medicine healing monks as a diagnostic healing monk. Can you explain what that means and what senses you are using that all could learn to use.
So when I was 3.5 years old, my mentor and this diagnostic monk, and we are from this specific healing temple, that he found me, that we believe, or in this tradition, we believe there's 1% of the population that the children, that they have some kind of ability, and they're more intuitive.
Yes.
More, they're born to provide healing. So when they see that in monastery, and they will find little boys like us, in nunneries, they will find little girls, and they will later on become diagnostic nuns. So we will become diagnostic monks. So we started our training as a very young age. Then you learn how to look at human body. You know, the first 10 years of our training was really just to play different kind of games, memorize all the herbal formulas, and also look at human body to see what is, you know, from pulse diagnosis to tongues to eyes to your skin, all this information, the health information, is given to us if we know how to read them, to smell, because different illnesses carries different scent of, you know,
that's right,
smell, mm-hmm, as well. So that's how we look at a human body. We put it together, right? Mm. And we say, okay, so this has imbalance, and that has not, you know, that is not, how do we create a treatment plan to help people from not being balanced to the way if they are balanced again? Because when people says, why do we have illness? My mentor always says, because you have ill habits of living. So we try to help people to correct them. So then to a point, their body is as balanced as possible. Then your body can do the things that it naturally will do for you. That is to keep you well, because our body is given that gift and power. We just need to know how to use the tools to regain that.
And one of the things that you, yes, and one of the things you so beautifully do, Dr. Liu, is, and Dr. Liu's practice is called Dr. Liu's Nourishing Life. And if you go to YouTube and look up Dr. Liu's Nourishing Life, you will see a wonderful collection of videos with different recipes of foods that you can eat, different tools of exercises that you can do, massages that you can do to help to regain your life. And if I may, I'd like to give your phone number, which is for your office, which is 734-369-4366, which is in Ann Arbor, Michigan. So Dr. Liu, what is so important, and what you all illustrate so beautifully, is that the natural world has the solutions to the challenges that we face. And when we're in tune with the plants that we eat, with the medicinal properties of the living earth, with exercise, clean air, clean water, these are all the things that keep us in balance. And I love the fact that you teach people how to actually cook and use the foods as your medicine.
Because we are what we eat, right?
Yes.
And the highest medical doctor, and in traditional Chinese medicine, is we always says is the best cook, right? And you know when to eat, how much to eat, what to eat, how to follow the rhythm of nature, how to eat seasonally, how to put different colors together, how to put different flavors together. But the goal is, you know, partially is the enjoyment, but the enjoyment that comes from the connection between the heart system and kidney system. Then people are able to enjoy their food, enjoy the color, the flavor, the seasonalness, and all this. But how to do that is that, yes, so we have the very simple recipes that we try to teach people, then they are more mindful when they pick up the ingredients. They are more mindful when they cook, and they're also more mindful when they eat. So we are trained in monastery where we always eat in silence, right? Because then you have the appreciation of the food, you have the appreciation to, you focus on eating, right? That interaction with others, and that comes after. So with all these little tricks that people can do that not only can help with their digestive health, which most people have problems with nowadays, but also help them to have better appreciation with the food and with nature. One of the biggest challenge I feel in today's society is that the division between ourselves and our true selves, between ourselves and others, between ourselves and non-human beings, between ourselves and the nature. Then if you cut off that connection, then you are isolated. Then you will inevitably be less nourished, isn't it?
Yes. Can you tell us what you mean by yourself and your true self?
The true self is that, you see, in traditional Chinese medicine and in Buddhist healing, that we believe if we, you know, if our liver system is functioning as well it should, then the liver system is doing certain things for us. If our heart system, our kidney system, our lungs, our colon, all these things, if they have as less toxins as possible, less inflammation, less stagnation, then that will create a very solid foundation. Then you will be able to see who you really are, not what you do, not just the role you play, but who you really are as a part of nature. I think that part is missing, right? That part is missing from education, from training. So we don't feel we are a part of this beautiful nature. We feel either we are the master of it, which has proven that it's definitely not the case, or we're some kind of conqueror. That is also, it's a very limited view, right? Instead of saying, look, we are a part of it. We are, maybe we're giving a more important role compared to, you know, Afu, which is my dog, then I shall perform that responsibility because I see that, you know, let's say, okay, so I'm trained as a healing monk, as I'm trained as a medical doctor, then I'm giving this privilege. But what comes with it is certain responsibility that I must take. Then I must take care of things that I vow to take care of, instead of the other way around. But are we doing that? You know, a lot of times people only want the privilege, but not the responsibility.
That's
and
true.
We're not taking care of the earth.
Yes. We have been so taught, Dr. Liu, to be punitive to ourselves rather than to be joyful in our lives, you know, and I think that what you're speaking about is so important because I love what you just explained, how we are, when we understand our true selves, we stop fighting ourselves. We stop being wrong or bad or all of these things that inherently do harm to us. And what is so beautiful about how you model your life, you demonstrate, you do what you say you do, and that is so, so meaningful and so important. I hope that, and are you thinking, is there any way that you would be able to teach other people a different way of seeing health and healing, other than in just your individual patients, perhaps some kind of school, some way of helping people to reframe their thinking about life and themselves and their role in life?
Well,
that's a big ask, isn't it? It's my job to ask you.
I do think I do think more and more people are ready, right?
Yes.
When we first started the clinic and we have a couple hundred people, now we have over 3,000 people that I'm proudly calling my people, who are my people, are the people who understand they are part of nature, who understand how important it is to build up their immune system and also to take care of themselves and each other and learn how to. Because if we bring ourselves out, then we will be compassionate and we will be kind. And we will have, you know, one of the important concepts that when I learned when I was 4 years old is that acceptance, you accept what it is, and then you see the opportunity out of any kind of crisis, right? And any kind of danger, and you go with it. And instead of just sit there and, you know, be lazy and blame others for our own imbalances, how would that work?
Yes. Yeah, so I think what's fundamentally important is we re-educate ourselves and we re-establish a new, truer, more balanced kind of education, as you had mentioned from your early childhood, that you were taught these things. You were given workable models of seeing not only the frugality of these things, but also the wisdom of these things. That when you're taking care of yourself, then you are much more apt to be generous in your thinking of others. But when we think that we have to somehow fight every battle, then we're going to be selfish in our thinking. And I think that that has caused so many of the problems that we see in this world. All these problems are human made. So we have to learn how to think as truly as a human again, to be more humane.
That is, I could not agree with you more. That is so true, isn't it? That how to be human again, because that is something. It's really in modern society, it's become less and less. People don't know how to have the connections anymore, and we're not designed to be alone, right? And at the same time, we're so isolated, and that really caused a lot of, you know, health problems for people as well.
Mm-hmm.
I have so many kids that we see in our clinic come in 7 years old, 8 years old, chronic headaches and depression. And they said, Dr. Lu, I'm so depressed. I'm so, you know, stressed. I said, kid, you're 8. You shouldn't even be using this word or understand this word. You should be carefree.
That's right. That's right. Dr. Lu, we only have 3 minutes left, so I want to make sure I get your website, which is www.drlunourishinglife.com. That's drlunourishinglife.com. And the phone number at his office in Ann Arbor is 734-369-4366. Dr. Lu, what are the last few things that you'd like to share with people in the few minutes we have left?
So I think it is important to go back to basics. Right? There are lists that people can do from how much water you can drink daily, what kind of food you should be eating, what kind of meditations you've been doing, and what kind of how to sleep and how to do, go back to all these basic things and how to reconnect oneself with nature. So if you do this, COVID-19 will not touch you because you are ready. You have that well. You have that weapon. It is not up to other people to save you. It is up to you to rediscover how to make yourself well. And then at the same time, to really practice the basic hygiene, the basic social distancing, these are important things. But knowing these are one of the many tools you can do. But fundamentally, if you start working on how to make yourself well and more balanced, and you will be fine.
Yes. And we have to remember, Dr. Liu, thank you for sharing that. As you know, it's not just this COVID virus. It's any kind of illness that we are susceptible to if we don't take care of ourselves. So obviously,
absolutely.
Everything.
But absolutely.
Body, mind, spirit, and emotions, we have to be healthy in order to have a joyful, contributory part of this beautiful experience we call life, that we as human beings are so privileged to have. And we have to learn how to not waste it, not one second. Dr. Liu, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate who you are as a human being. I appreciate your friendship, and I appreciate the knowledge that you so effortlessly share with so many people. You're a remarkable human being.
Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you. This is Elaine Grohman for Earth Wisdom Circles on Empower Radio. Please start taking the steps necessary for you to regain the beautiful, mysterious, glorious thing called your life. Do it now.